In my last episode, I spoke about the importance of being laser focused and specific about what it is you want. Remember the word specificity? Specificity, 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 specificity. Yeah. Specificity. So, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I listened to that episode and I had to hit the damn 10-second forward button on my ass. But the message that I wanted to convey was to be specific about what it is you want. But what if you don't know what you want? What if you've been so complacent for so long, always doing what you are supposed to do, that there hasn't been room for much else, and you didn't think it important to make room? You've been living on autopilot for so long, you forgot who the hell you are. According to The Secret, you ask for what you want, you believe, and you receive. The universe doesn't hear what you don't want. It hears what you want. It hears the positive. Beautiful thing, right? So if you want to attract and manifest something, you should state what you want. When I started on my journey, I knew what I didn't want. In fact, my tagline on my blog was my journey from a 9-to-5 to a full-time blogger. I was determined to build an empire. I learned how to code. I signed up for every blogging course imaginable. I engulfed myself in self-help books and webinars. I built a blog. I designed graphics. I wrote an ebook. I designed email series. My envisioned abundant life was the only thing I could think of and work towards. And as a newly admitted entrepreneur, I rallied behind the idea of long hours and the sacrifices. Sacrifices suck. But as a mom and a wife, I was exhausted. Stressing myself out, getting myself sick, opening the doors to my migraines. I wanted the freedom to create my life and live that life so bad. I wanted what I did for a living to mean something. I wanted it now. I was working so hard towards that life. I knew my why, but I didn't know the how. I didn't know how to get to what I wanted. Dr. Stephen Covey is quoted saying, people are working harder than ever. Oh, yep, that would be me. Get it, got it, good, go on. But because they lack clarity and vision, okay. They aren't getting very far. Oh. Okay. They, in essence, are pushing a rope with all of their might. Wow. That's real. Pushing a rope with all of their might because they lack clarity and vision. People are working harder than ever. Wow. Growth is a process. It does not happen overnight. Who you are changes, so what you want will change. The end goal for me has always been to help you understand that the change you are looking for is in you. If you don't know what you want, know that it is worth your time to find out. But it takes action. Do something your future self will thank you for. What would the better version of yourself do? How would she spend her mornings and days? I've got four things that I want to share with you to help you. If you don't know what you want, number one, start small. We're embarrassed to start with what, where we're at with barely nothing. But a tree starts with a seed. A seed. Do you know how tiny that seed is? And how large and strong that tree grows to be? So start small. Two, read. I cannot tell you how important it is to educate yourself. Read. Listen to an audiobook. Listen to a podcast. What it does is it shows you, it validates you're not alone in all of this mind fuckery. And it gives insight another voice. Listen, you're not reinventing the wheel. Remember, the change is in you. Number three, develop self-awareness. Find yourself. Discover how much you've changed already. Number four, know that God is in and around you when you live with love. So love yourself. Have faith and believe in your worth. And one last thing. It's important to take time to visualize the life you are creating. Take time. Within that time you're developing your self-awareness, take the time to visualize the life you're preparing yourself for. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you. You are a human being. You are designed to evolve. Change is within you. Change your thoughts about yourself.